This is Dairy Radio Now.
Welcome to our Milky Monday with Lee Milky and his guest this week, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fies.
Lucas, I wrote in my column last week that a lot of eyes are on China as it continues to increase its dominance in the world marketplace. High Ground Dairy called China's June dairy imports impressive. Give us the details.
It was certainly encouraging to see stronger import volumes into China in June. This data was released last week, so a pretty fresh take on total Chinese purchases through the first half of the year. Maybe surprisingly, it was not necessarily driven by whole milk and skim milk powder like we would usually see going into China. Instead, it was other products, some finished goods like cheese and butter, and also dry whey that saw strong volumes moving into China in June and in the first half of the year. The U.S. has been the recipient of some of this increased purchasing, especially on whey. ASF, the deadly pig virus that has been sweeping China over the past 2 years, has limited those purchases, but as China rebuilds its herds, they're turning to the U.S. and other countries for both whey and lactose. Looking ahead a little bit to the global situation, as New Zealand milk production starts to seasonally ramp up, the U.S. still has the upper hand into Southeast Asia. We're the lowest priced non-fat dry milk around the globe, and we expect that strong volumes of that product will continue to flow from the U.S. into Southeast Asia overall into the next several months. However, as milk prices tick higher around the globe, we expect stronger milk production from the U.S., Europe, and New Zealand into the fall, maybe a cautionary tale if we run into some overproduction. I guess we just hope that this demand from China and other countries continues.
Will the U.S. remain competitive on the world market, do you think, in the near term?
I think we've got a pretty good chance. The U.S. dollar doing some interesting things, making our products fairly competitive. Another key factor is hopefully Mexico can resolve some of their pandemic issues, and we can see stronger volumes into Mexico as well. Those have been a little bit muted so far this year.
Lucas Fies, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. Dairy producers still have through the end of August to sign up for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program if you haven't done so already. Jim Mulhern, the CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation.
In the midst of a pandemic, when we have 35, 40 million Americans who've been thrown out of work, people don't have jobs, the impact on our industry has been ameliorated by prompt action and assistance from the federal government and lots of folks in the industry working together. The assistance that has been approved in the CARES Act that Congress passed in late March and then USDA implemented a program that was announced in the middle of May. To date, payments to dairy producers under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, direct payments to dairy farmers total about $1.3 billion. That's gone to about 22,000 dairy farmers who have signed up for the program to date. That sign-up period continues through the end of August. So producers who haven't yet signed up for the program, get in there, get it done, and become eligible for those payments. The $1.3 billion that has been paid out represents 80% of the total payment that would be made to producers. USDA held back 20% of the full payment that was calculated under the CFAP program. They held that back from all producers because they wanted to be sure there'd be enough money left. They did not know at the front end of this how much all would be paid out to producers of all the commodities that were eligible for this program. It is now clear that they will have enough to make the full payment. So what's been received to date, that $1.3 billion, will increase by $2.6 billion when the other 20% of the payments are made. And our estimates today are that the payments under the CFAP program that's been established to date will total probably about $2 billion to dairy producers this year from that program. So adding $2 billion into the dairy economy from this federal assistance. And that's just in the direct payments to producers.
That's Jim Mulhern, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. More details about the CFAP program at farmers.gov. Tomorrow on our Producer Tuesday, we'll hear from Mark Stevenson, Director of Dairy Policy Analysis at UW-Madison. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.